Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. Good morning and welcome to yet another One Step Wealthier episode. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to be rich without earning more. The common belief is that you have to earn more, and if you earn more, then you will become rich, which is fair. It is not wrong, but it is not the only path. If you want to become rich, there are other ways as well to become rich without necessarily earning more. It might take longer. Yes, it will. But you will become rich in the end. So that's all that counts. So yes, if you don't earn more, you can still get wealthy. So how do we become rich without earning more? I think consistency matters much more than our income level, because you can earn so much, but then you can spend it all and that won't make you rich. If you are investing small amounts consistently, each month you're putting something away, you are spending less than you earn, then with time, and with that consistency, you will become wealthy. So invest monthly, no matter the amount. You can start from a very small amount, and trust me, that will make a difference. Of course, if you can earn a bigger salary, that would be great, and that would accelerate your journey in a fantastic way. But then if you're telling me, Christina, what if I don't earn more? Can I still get wealthy? Yes, you can. You definitely can. So with patience, with consistent investing habits, you will become wealthy. And I wanted to talk about my experience in this, because I've held countless minimum wage jobs over my lifetime, over like 15 years. I've been just above minimum wage most of the time, and I've always spent less than I earned. So I always made sure that there was a gap between what I was spending and what I was earning. And I was putting that into my savings initially when I did not know about investing. And once I had a considerable amount of cash, then I was thinking, okay, what should I do with that? Should I buy property? And then I discovered different types of investments on how I can create my own investment portfolio that would survive over a long term, and how that portfolio could actually fund my lifestyle in the future. And at the moment, I am not earning that much, but I am investing consistently. So I'm investing £1,000 a month. That's minimum, but I always try to invest a little bit more. And I can tell you, ladies, that you do not have to invest £1,000. Not at all. You can start from like £50 or maybe a little bit less, a little bit more, whatever you can afford. And I can tell you that even with those small amounts, the compound interest is real. You will see how much better off you are, and you will have that fund that it is actually called FU fund that allows you to maybe quit a job that doesn't serve you, or maybe run away from a toxic relationship. You will be always better off putting that little amounts away. And by investing consistently, no, I'm not ultra rich at the moment. I don't have a yacht, but I'm okay. And if I wanted to quit my job and run away from the country, or not run away, just quit my job, I could comfortably survive for several years, maybe a little bit longer. So I think I'm on track towards my financial freedom. I'm still keeping my income at the moment because I enjoy what I'm doing now. But if I wanted to have a mini retirement or leave this situation, I could, because I have that fund. And if I can do it, anyone can do it. You could do it too. So trust me, you can. And if you're saying, no, I don't have any additional income at the end of the month to invest. Well, first of all, you shouldn't invest at the end of the month. Investing should be one of your priorities, and you should invest as soon as you get your salary. And secondly, I can guarantee you, if I look into your monthly spending, I could find gaps there. I could find something that you're buying that is completely unnecessary. It's like my colleagues that are constantly telling me that they cannot invest, but then they somehow find money for lottery tickets. So no, don't buy lottery, buy investments. Don't gamble, please. So yes, I can guarantee you that I could find something in your budget that is not completely necessary, and you could turn that money into a lot of money in the future. And going back to you having a lower paid job can be an advantage sometimes, because some lower paying jobs sometimes offer more mental space. And try to use that downtime, if you have it, if you're lucky enough to have it during your job, not to consume things, so not to watch Netflix. Try using that downtime creatively. A lot of people tell me, oh my God, I would love to start a podcast. Well, start a podcast during your downtime. Start planning it, or you can start writing if that's what you would love to do, writing a book, learning something new. Also readings, just start doing something that would elevate your life in the long run. And also the advantage of lower paid jobs is that you don't always have to take work home. So that's a little bit of a hidden luxury. Yes, they pay less, that's true, but then you can create something of your own rather than building somebody else's dream. So at the moment, it might change in the future, I don't know that, but at the moment, I choose options over status. Because in my current role, there is less pressure or no pressure to climb, and there is more room to build my own thing, to build something that I'm passionate about, to educate other people on personal finances, because I think the school doesn't teach us that. If we don't do it ourselves, then nobody else will do it for us. So I built this podcast with the idea of educating people, especially women, on their personal finances and equip them with the required tools to have more options in the future. And investing early gives you freedom later. It's a gift that you will give to your future self. And for me, the optionality is actually the true wealth. Being able to be more free and being able to choose to work on my own thing is a true wealth. And as I said, even £50 or dollars or euros a month matters. Start now, even if it feels small. And wealth is the outcome of those small but repeated actions. So yes, wanting to earn more isn't bad. It's actually great. If you want to earn more and if you can earn more, do it, because that will accelerate your financial freedom journey tenfold. But don't wait until you earn more to start building wealth, because you can be rich without chasing a higher income, and you can become rich without ever having a higher income. So focus on what you can control today. And if you would like to invest, but you don't know where to start, grab my guide on how to start investing. It's the guide I wish I had 10 years ago when I had no idea where to start and I thought property was the best investment ever, because that's what everybody around me was doing. To get that guide, just click on the link in my Instagram at One Step Wealthier, Facebook as well, One Step Wealthier, and don't forget to follow those pages, or also click on the link on this episode description. And if you like this episode, please share it with someone, because the One Step Wealthier podcast grows one listener at a time, And if you share it with someone, that means that somebody else will benefit from that. So thank you for sharing it. And remember that the best time to invest was yesterday and the second best is today. And please note that this is not individual financial advice. Please do your own research before making any financial decisions. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.